The first time I was on stage, I was shaking like a leaf. Hidden behind an umbrella, she knew that at some point, she would have to throw it aside, the only thing separating her from the audience. The second it flew, I felt unstoppable. I sat last weekend with Rachel Holiday as she recalled her first burlesque performance. I had so much fun, and the response from the crowd was insane. 12 years later, Holiday is still performing. Rachel, also known as Dallas Glittertish, is the founder of Boudoir Rouge, the Sunshine Coast-based burlesque troupe. Prior to forming Boudoir Rouge, Rachel saw an advertisement for a burlesque troupe and jumped at the chance to join. Then came the reply, she had to audition. Her heart sank. The message was clear, not everyone would get in. It was heartbreaking. I was just a person wanting to be a part of a thing. I imagine anyone alive can relate to the covert shame of feeling like an outsider, though the circumstances may be different, it's one of those hard universal parts about being a human. For Rachel, that rejection wasn't an ending. It was the kind of challenge that, like the centuries-old Japanese art of kintsugi, transforms something already whole into something even more brilliant. Rather than hiding cracks in broken vessels, kintsugi illuminates them, turning what was once broken into something even more valuable. The fractures don't ruin the vessel, they make it more radiant. It is a philosophy that understands, the most beautiful things are not those that have never been broken but those that have been broken and remade, stronger, more brilliant, and infused with light. Growing up as a teenager in the late 90s, early 2000s, I felt like I wasn't sexy, Rachel recalls. Shaped heavily by MTV culture, the sexual standard of the time featured tanned hip bones protruding over low-rise jeans, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera as the ultimate icons. It seemed like they had so much freedom, she recalls about the pop celebrities, but looking back now, maybe not. Indeed, both stars have since spoken about the intense pressure they endured. They were forced on diets against their will and subjected to near-constant body insecurity from ruthless media critique. A sad irony reveals itself, millions of girls torturing themselves to achieve an impossible ideal, while the very icons they idolized were just as trapped, straining to embody their own unattainable image. So many of us who grew up in that era have had to unlearn the toxic beauty ideals we absorbed. More than a performance, burlesque is one such vehicle that many have found to reclaim their bodies and their sexuality, women, men, and people of all gender identities. Rachel's disappointed exclusion from the first troupe gave birth to Boudoir Rouge, now in its 12th year. As she formed the troupe, Rachel was clear on a few things. Nobody would ever have to audition. There would be no dance experience required, no expectation to be polished. Boudoir Rouge has a deep and unshakable value at its core. Accepting everyone, at every level. Through Boudoir Rouge, Rachel has created a home for people of all backgrounds. And this April, that spirit will take center stage once again. The story doesn't end here. Next week, we'll explore how Boudoir Rouge has become more than just a troupe, it's a movement that's changing lives. Events coming up. Sunshine Coast Streamkeepers. Help protect and restore the salmon habitat. Come together to plant native plants. Meet at Roberts Creek Pier parking lot March 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring gloves, eye protection, a shove, and watering can. Pancakes and jams, live music, open jam, dancing, connection, breakfast food, yoga, March 16th and March 30th at Roberts Creek Hall. Pointed Sticks, Big Tall Garden, March 20th at Roberts Creek Legion.